Happy holidays and welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 107. Apple launches cardio fitness notifications on Apple Watch and updates iOS 14.3 and watchOS 7.2. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage. From Alaska to those around the world, happy holidays. In this episode, we'll look at Apple's announcement Tuesday, which allows users to view their cardio fitness level in the Health app on iPhone and receive notifications on Apple Watch if it falls within the low range. We will explore and teach you how to personalize and use the new cardio fitness feature. One of the primary reasons I own the Apple Watch is for its health features, as heart disease runs in our family and my interest is in prevention. This episode is very important to me and those who are health conscious. With iOS 14.3 and watchOS 7.2, which was simultaneously released, Apple Watch users can view their cardio fitness level in the Health app on iPhone and receive a notification on Apple Watch if it falls within a low range. Breakthrough technology released in watchOS 7 allows Apple Watch to easily measure low cardio fitness. And today, cardio fitness notifications empower users to be more active for dramatic long-term health benefits. Cardiorespiratory fitness, as measured by VO2 max, is the maximum amount of oxygen the body can use during exercise, and it can be increased through physical activity. Apple Watch already estimates average and higher levels of VO2 max during vigorous outdoor walks, runs, or hikes, which many runners and other athletes monitor to improve performance. Now with watchOS 7, Apple Watch uses multiple sensors, including the optical heart sensor, GPS, and the accelerometer to estimate lower levels too. This is significant because direct measurement of VO2 max typically requires a vigorous clinical test with specialized equipment that is not readily accessible to most people. WatchOS 7 also allows Apple Watch to take cardio fitness measurements as users walk throughout the day, whether or not they are tracking a workout. With this innovation, Apple Watch is better able to measure VO2 max for users and low cardio fitness who may not complete high-intensity workouts. In a 2016 scientific statement, the American Heart Association recognized a growing link between low cardio fitness and a higher risk of significant heart issues, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, and obesity later in life. Research even suggests cardio fitness is a strong predictor of mortality risk that common risk factors like smoking, diabetes, and hypertension. Jeff Williams, Apple's chief operating officer, said, "Cardio fitness is increasingly recognized as a powerful predictor of overall health. And with today's update to watchOS 7, we are making it even more accessible to more people." Using its advanced sensors, Apple Watch now brings estimation of low cardio fitness levels from clinics directly to a user's wrist, so people have more insight into how they can improve their long-term health through daily activity, finished Williams. Also, Nancy Brown, American Heart Association CEO, said, "American Heart Association science associates low cardiorespiratory fitness levels with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and all-cause mortality. The American Heart Association is focused on helping all people equitably achieve longer, healthier lives, and we believe that emerging technology solutions can empower individuals to manage their own health," she finished. With iOS 14.3 and watchOS 7.2, Apple users can go to the Cardio Fitness category in the Health app on their iPhone to review whether their cardio fitness level is classified as high, above average, below average, or low, relative to people in their same age group and of the same sex, according to data from the Fitness Registry and Importance of Exercise National Database, or commonly referred to as FREND. They can also see how their cardio fitness level has changed over the past week, month, or year. If a user's level falls within the low range, they can receive a notification on Apple Watch, along with guidance on improving it over time and having a conversation with their doctor. We will now visit the Health app on iPhone to set up the cardio fitness levels feature and turn on cardio fitness notifications. If you haven't done so already, you will need to update your iPhone and Apple Watch. If that's done, let's get started. First, the new cardio fitness level needs to be set up in the Apple Health app on the iPhone. Open that Health app on your iPhone. Tap the Browse tab at the bottom. Search for Cardio Fitness. Scroll down to Cardio Fitness Levels. Tap on Setup. Confirm health data that might affect your heart rate. An example would be medication you're taking to affect your high blood pressure. Tap through to learn about cardio fitness. Tap Turn on notifications to receive alerts when your cardio fitness level is low. Tap Done, and you're finished. You're set up. Apple said it will notify Apple Watch users when their cardio fitness levels are either high, above average, below average, or low in comparison to other people in their same age, sex group. The Apple Watch will now take cardio fitness measurements whether you're on an outdoor run or a walk, and all results will be pulled together and viewable inside the Apple Health app. There are multiple factors that can lower cardio fitness levels, such as pregnancy and lung and heart conditions. But if your cardio fitness levels should dip low, and if notifications are enabled, the Apple Watch will send notifications with recommendations on how to improve it. Please take advantage of this new feature, and we have previous Mac Minutes episodes on health issues. Past episodes can be found at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. I would urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you have a question for me, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page on the website. I will then answer them in a future episode. Again, the webpage is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are on Twitter at minutes_Mac. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to hearing from you in our next podcast. We are also happy to announce Mac Minutes is now available on Amazon Music Podcast. Mac Minutes is also available on other great locations such as Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Take care of yourself during the holidays, and we'll see you soon as we venture into the new year on the Mac Minutes podcast. Please be safe, be nice, and stay well. Have a happy holiday season, whatever way you celebrate. And thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast.